there for. But also to really analyze and learn Parshas Pekudei. Parsha of counting, the Parsha of Pekudei, but also reminiscent of the Lashon of Geula, Pakoy Pakadati, the Lashon that the Torah tells, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the Lashon of Geula, this is the Lashon that the Avodim in Mitzrayim will recognize from their Avos, and the Lashon that is used with the birth of the Jewish nation and the Ascholos HaGeula, Hashem Pakad Esara, Lashon of Pekida, Parshas Pekudei, is Lent, the beginning of Adar Abaisai, a special month, special Zman. There's a lot to be marich about this special Zman and about this special year. Yerushalmi in Megillah and Daf Zayin says differently than the Bavli of why we decide to lay the Megillah in Adar Sheni. The Gemara in the Bavli says, "Because lemismach geula legeula," even though it's a violation of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs, which the other day in the Gemara held. But the Yerushalmi in Megillah says that the reason why Adar Sheni is chosen is because the Lashon of the Pasuk in the Megillah is when Haman was Hippol Pur, Hu Adar. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Hu Adar. The Yerushalmi has a drasha. Oh, the Yerushalmi in front of me. The Yerushalmi has a drasha. Hu Adar. Is that this is the Adar. What does it mean, this is the Adar? That I have a suffix which is Adar? Teretz says, yeah. It was a Shana Muberes. And this is the Adar. There's an Adar of the Adar, Adar Sheni. This is the Adar. The whole Nes, the whole Maisa, happened in a year like this, in a Shana Muberes, in a year that we lay in Parshas Pekudei, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rabbi Yisai. The Torah tells us in Parshas Pekudei, another run-through, repetition of all the Kalim and all what's necessary for the Avodah and the big day of Kahuna. And finally, at the end of the parish, the pasuk says, "Vayokem es achotzer saviv v'mishkan v'lamizbeach v'yitein es hamasach shara achotzer v'yichal moishe es hamulah." Perek mem pasuk lamigimo zok the pasuk, and Moshe Rabbeinu established the chotzer around surrounding the mishkan. First of all, the kasha is, Rabbi Yisai, this shouldn't be the final commandment. This should be the initial. The initial part of the Mishkan, right? Especially if we went with Bezalel and we told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't just build the Kalim. If you build the Kalim and you don't have a structure first, where to leichan anichem? Where am I going to put them in? So that means what? You got to build the structures. So why is this outer courtyard, the chutzer, taught all the way at the end of Hakamas HaMishkan, shtupt at the end? Rabbi said the Mefarshim point out, the Ishbitzer, many other Mefarshim point out something glaring in our parsha. You go through all of the Tzivuyim and every aspect of the Avodah, the Gavra, and the Chefza. The Torah says by each one, Vayiten Esha Sholchon Lechem Apon Lufnei Hashem Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Vayasam Esamenei Reboi Olmoi Noichach Sholchon Vayal neres of Hashem kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Vayakter alav k'toyres kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Vesbizbeach ha'oyle kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Kior kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Vayokem es ha'chotzer sovel ha'mishkan ul ha'mizbeach vayitin es masach shar ha'chotzer. Vayichal Moshe es hamalach. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Eis HaLevi has a drasha that the tikkun of Mishkan la'achar chet ha'egel is gufa a tikkun on this idea that everything in the Mishkan had to be what? Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Because we saw what happened when we deviate and we try to put our own intuition in and we make our own cheshbonos and rationalize them like we spoke about Rabbi Yisai of why things make sense to have an intermediary. Turns it out to Zora. So gufa the kapora zok to beis halevi, the only way to be metakin such a chet is if you go into the parshios immediately after kisisa and you say by every single detail, every single screw, every single bolt, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. And yet, I'll be this base, I'll leave it, Rabbi Yisai, the cash is much worse. Vashteta! Where's the cash of Tiva Hashem's Moshe? By the Chotzer. Why is the Chotzer in the end? Remember, Rabbi Yisai, years ago, I had the schus to bump into a piece of Rebleble Eger. Teres Emes on our parsha. He said something that really spoke to me. He says like this. I'd like to elaborate based on what he says. Ulegoyde choymer akushia ene gam ani eschelki behektim lahovin gufa inyan. But he said, before we go into what Rabbi Yeager says, I want to give you a simple mashal. Never Chachmona Litzlan, person has a close family member. It has to be taken in for a very serious operation, serious procedure. And he's holding on, even in the ambulance, on Shabbos he goes in, he doesn't let go, he's there for support. He's there by his side. He's one with the patient, with the family member. Brings him through, outside the waiting room, through the corridor, inside. They wheel him into a room. Finally, the specialist comes in, says this is what has to be done. They start wheeling him out. Still walking on, holding on to that metal railing. Doesn't want to detach himself from the patient. Finally, they get to a point and they say, it's not healthy, it's not safe for you to go beyond this point. This is for the experts, this is for the specialists. You can wait. And the doctor says it's going to be a little while. It's going to be a rather long procedure. Downstairs, we have a beautiful setup waiting room with computers, candy machines, phones, massage chairs, you know, the electric. A lot of different things. We've actually improved it recently. So that it's easier for you during this period. So maybe you want to check it out. Everything's free of charge. And yet, where does the person stay? He can't go inside. It's too dangerous for him to be around in the operating room. It's illegal for him to be there. And yet, more often than not, you're going to have that person, that mother, that family member, that's going to stay in the hallway. And the entire time will sit right by the window, all the time, in the corridor, in the closest room that they can get to where the patient is. Dr. Rebbe Eger, Rabbi Yisai, Why is it that every kli and every stage inside the Mishkan needed a separate kasher tziva Hashem espaisha? Hello, hayadai lichtoiv lebesoif achar kol amaisim pamechas kasher tziva Hashem espaisha. Just say a summation at the end of the parsha. By the way, everything was kasher tziva Hashem espaisha. Omnam yeshleimer kizer moira al gadol anova shel Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ekev Anova Yeroso Atayra Sha'af Shira or Galdo Bechol Maisu Maisim Emlechza Mishkan Lomulo Libo Lasa Is Dover Rak Machmas Amitzvah Shinitztavim Afurishi Yasid Dover Azebefrat. Every stage has to be only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. And even if I get the idea and the feeling, but I'm only going to wait for the commandment of Hashem for me to construct that. Vafshin Itztavim Afurish Al Maisid Dover Echad. I will never enter into a new endeavor without the tzivoy. I'm not presumptuous. V'chein b'shlishi. Ad gmar kol melechas ha-mishchon. V'hamoshol b'zeh. And the moshol is, says Rabbi Leib Eger, l'sar godol v'ohov l'melech. You have an important officer. V'hamelech noise libo upon him tomid u'mekarvo b'chol mina yiskarvos. And they interact with each other, and they have a lot of opportunities, and they get to know each other, and they're becoming very close. Umara lo kol minei chibos, and they share a lot of love together. And he demonstrates to him how much he loves him. V'noisin loy rishus lichnois letoich paltrin shaloi. And he tells the officer, you can come into my palace. V'nichnas le'echad. He goes into one room. But even though they're chummy chummy, right? They're very close. They're tight. We're boys. We're getting along. He's still going to wait till the melech says, now you can come in to the second chamber. Until kasher tziva Hashem is Moshe. All Shlovim and Asiyas HaMishkan followed that Mahalach. V'zeh shepirat HaTorah HaKdoisha b'chol prak kasher yitziv Hashem es Moshe lo'iris. Ach! Al Maiseh HaChotzer, on the courtyard outside, lo'y nemar kasher tziva, ki HaChotzer hu HaChitzon. Asher mishi yoytze gam mimenu lechutz, yoytze mirshus balabira legamri. Shom ein me'aroi lishtamish b'midas hanova, v'lotzitz gam mishom. No. Certain areas, certain perimeters, certain gvulin, that if I'm out, I'm out of the domain of Hashem. I'm no longer even having a shaychus. I'm no longer within his property. I'm vulnerable now. I'm outside the domain. I'm on a different turf. That's the chotzer. That's this outer courtyard. Adrabah! That is where you go even without a tzivoy. No matter what. Kol asher oimer l'cha bal habayis asei. Zok the Gemara Psachim chutz mitzei. Everything the bal habayis tells me to do, I will do. Except for what? Go out. Rabbeinu Shlomo will never say, tzei. But you know what? If he does, I'm not going. Afal pi shechotu Yisroel. And that was Acher's problem. Acher didn't realize that the Gemara Psachim says anything the Bala Bayis tells you, he's not telling you to say. But you have to realize that on your own. You can't do that with a tzivoy of Hashem. Person has to make, obviously a person has to know there's limitations. Al yavol b'chol eisel ha-kodesh. I can't go into the Kodesh Kadoshim outside of Yom Kippur. Pasha Kenachar Moises. It's got to be the right zman. It's got to be with the right tzivuyim. Can't create a cheda ego. But in the opposite direction also, just because there's no tzivuy, just because I technically don't have to be here, just because it's not on the schedule, but just because it's not regimented. So that's why I'm not going to be in the chatzar. This is the makor rabbeisu for a yeshiva matzav, for an environment, for a sviva. There's no tzivui right now. There's no program right now. There's nothing going on. So therefore what? So you leave the chatzar. But he didn't tell me to come in. There's a chiluk between the chatzar, which defines your life, defines your shi'ifas, your shtoikikas, what your driving is in life is, than the actual avoida and process in the Mishkan itself. So after blamele, sham ein min aroy l'shtamsh b'midas anov of lotz es gabisham, ki ader rabbe, tzoruch lamoy na kol ponim b'chotzer, u l'shtoikik l'skarvis ha-melech. Yeah, I can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim right now. It's not Yom Kippur. But I still have that drive. I still have that she'ifa. I still have that rutzen for a connection. And how do I demonstrate it? I stay in the hallway by the operating room with my face smudged against the window, watching to see if he's okay, understanding that I can't go in and what the doctor says is what I have to listen to because I'm not a specialist. But I'm not going downstairs. I'm not going to get a massage right now. I'm here. I'm here meaning I'm here. My ritzoinus, my she'ifus, my daigus. I'm a ben beis amigdosh. Demonstrate. I can't bring this reality unless I end a matzav a parshas pekudei without a kasher tziva asher as moshe. By the chotzer and only by the chotzer. That demonstrates for Boisai who you are. The chotzer is the defining moment of a yid. When the tzivu is not there. When the structure is not there. When the details are not there. When it's not exactly kasher tziva Hashem is Moshe. Is there an ava? Is there a relationship? Is there a kesher? When you're not in front of them. Ein ado meis ponov bifnei bal choyvoi. What about Shaloi Bifnei Bal? What if your Bal Chayva is in the Chotzer? Still in the Sugi with this. Chevre, the Chotzer is the most Geshmak Ezach. Chotzer is the one that's Megala to me. The real Avodas Hashem. Perhaps, Moyer V'Rabbo Yisai, that's the reason why the Chotzer is the closer, although it's the first structure that's built. And according to the Mahalach of Bezalel, that's really what we should have built. Because that's what the Yisoid of the Mishkan is. The Medrash starts off this week's Parsha, Rabbi Yisai, please take a Medrash. Chassan Sofer has Arichas on it. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the Rabbi Yisrael and says, we finished building the Mishkan. What do I do with the leftover monies off the Medrash? The Rabbi Yisrael says, build a Mishkan Aedus. It's not about a structure. It's not about a tzivoy. Live a life of Ashraz Ashrine. So what? You don't have to go inside right now. But don't go out. The Chotzer. That's the life of a Yid. Where are you standing when you can't go inside? Standing out there. Or you're standing as close as you can get. What are you doing when there's no Kasher Tzivah? What's driving your life when there's no kasher tziva, Rabbi Yisai? There's not going to be so much kasher tziva for some of you in a few months from now. For some of you in a year from now. And for all of you in 2 to 3 years from now. So what? Am I off the chatzar? Once the doors are open, once I can get away with it, so then Mimela, all bets are off? Or Pum Faker? Is that what drives me even closer? Is that what gets me even closer? Guess what, Rabbi Yisai? When that mother is in the hallway, she is so close to that child, even though she's not holding on to the railing anymore. Einei bivalibi shom.
my hishtoikikis, my daigas, my focus is even more focused in that matzav of staying in the chotzer and not going downstairs to the waiting room. Thus is the chotzer. Moir Rabbeisai, we learned this for Shchedesh Adar. Adar Sheni, in the month that the Yerushalmi tells us is the month of Geula. Dagu'ula, the Nes of Purim. But I had a hargasha, and I think that this might be relevant to the pivotal state and the pivotal conversation, and that, you know, scene in the movie, my favorite part of the Megillah. Perek Dalet. Mordechai Yoda is kol asher nasa. Mordechai heard everything that happened, Haman's decree. Vayikra Mordechai is begodah vayalbish sak vayifer vayetze besoich ha'ir vayizak za'ok ha'gedoy l'umar. Mordechai immediately tore a kriya and he started screaming. Vayovel ad lefnei shar ha'melech ki ein lovel l'shar ha'melech b'lvush sak. And he came ad shar ha'melech ki ein lovel l'shar ha'melech b'lvush sak. V'chol medinu medinu mekom asher dvar ha'melech v'dosa megia evel gadol ha'yudu v'tzayim v'b'chiyu meisbid v'sak vayifer yitzua l'rabim. What happened? Vatavoyno narois Esther v'sarisel. The maidservants of Esther came. Vayagidula. Vatischalchal amalka mo'oid. And the malka was very distressed. Vatishlach begodim lahalbish as Mordechai ulahoser sake me'olov v'loy kibel. And she said, get dressed! Get dressed! You can't walk around like this! And he didn't accept. Tikra Esther lahosach misoris yamelach asher hem lefana, atitzaveo Mordechai ladas mazev al mazev. What in the world is going on? Veitzi asoch al Mordechai, arechov ha'ir asher lefnei shar hamelach. Vayaged lo leMordechai, vayaged lo Mordechai. And Mordechai told him, "It's kol asher karo. It's parashas hakesef asher amar haman lishkol al ginzi hamelach by Yehudim laavdom." As Pashikstena Aksav, Adas, Ashernita, Mishushan, Lashmidam, Nelson Lolaharas, his Esther. I'm just trying to get you guys excited, really. Say. Good days are coming. Lahogilo, Litzavas, Alel, Lavo, Elamelech, Lishanin, Lolavakish, Lord of Alamo, Vayovo, Asach, Vayaged, La Esther, as Divrei Mordechai. Toimer Esther, Lahosaf, Atitzaveo, Mordechai, Kolav, the Amel, Hamadinos, Amel, Yoidim, Asher, Kolish, Vish, Asher Yovol Amelech El Achotzer Apnimis Asher Lo Yikore Achas Doso Lo Amis Lavad Me Asher Yoshit Lo Amelech Es Asher Vid Azov V'choya V'ani Lo Nekresi Lo Amelech Zesh Lo Shem Yoyim. What happens? Everybody knows that you can't go to the Chotzer Apnimi without being called with the wand. The Asher Vid Azov, and I haven't been called. This is making a good time. So what are you doing, Mordechai? What are you making a commotion? What do you want from me? I can't. My hands are tied. Vayagidu leMordechai is divrei Esther. Vayomer Mordechai lahoshev el Esther. Al tidame benafsheich lihimaleit beis hamelach mikol hayud. Wherever Rabbi say. What does he say? You didn't get it. Even if you can't go in all the way to the Chotzer HaPnimi without a tzivui, without being called in, but that doesn't mean that you can't be, they have to be yotze from the entire Chotzer. Perhaps Mordechai was saying, there's a matzav of asher lo tzivah. There's a matzav of going el hamelech and demonstrating that you want to get, that you're going to go into the chotzer without the tzivuyim, without the calling, without the mitzvah, and you're going to demonstrate who I am. And that's what's going to change. And that's what's going to be the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. There's going to be a Parshas of HaKomish HaMishkon that's going to call for every Jew on their own volition, through their own sheifis, their own ishtoikikis, to stand in the chotzer and wish, to will, to want to get in to the chotzer apnimi, to the Kodesh HaKadosh. Zot Mordechai, Kol Asher Oimer Lecha Bal HaBayis Asei Chutz Mitzei. You have the ability to do whatever it takes to go as far as you can. Shaloi B'Toyrus Tzivoy. Without a Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. And that will be the defining moment for the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that will be what gets you in El HaMelech El Cheder HaPnimi, into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Don't run the other way. Don't be inactive. Don't go to the waiting room. Go to the chatzer. Go as far as you can go. Even if there's no tzivo, even if there's no schedule, even if you haven't been called for 30 days, even if there's no assignment, even if it's shalom min adin, these are the defining moments. This is what's real without the protocol. And go even if full of a shock. Whatever you can do, you should do. And that's what's going to bring the Yeshua. The Rebbeinu Shalom knows. The Chol Hazar Lo Yikrov. The Rebbeinu Shalom created that Isser. But he also created a Asiyas HaChotzer. And that's for all of us. Now we have the choice of what to do when there's no mitzvahs, when there's no asiyah, when there's no kodesh hakadosh, when there's no avodah on Yom Kippur. Where are you standing? Which direction are you going? Mordechai says, Esther, you're going this way. I'm telling you, go as far as you can. And even without protocol, and even without tzivui, and even without a regiment, even without a schedule. That's our avodah. Wherever Rabbi said, perhaps this is the connection. Perhaps this is the yesod in this halig month of Adar. What the Rabbi Shalom is telling us in the unique element of the chotzer that's stressed and singled out at the end of Akomas HaMishkan, in this month of Geula, in this month of Mordechai giving this speech to Esther, which ultimately brought the Yeshuas. But you say, we have a lot we can do, even outside of the world of tzivus, even outside of our schedules, and shaloi nekreisu shleishin yom, even though we haven't felt it for 30 days, even though it's been so long since we were in that zone, yom neroim are so long ago, and we are so far from the Kodesh HaKadosh, Mordechai says, get up. Make a plan, your own plan. Design your own plan. Design your own ideas. Your own initiative, your own she'ifis, your own ritzorot. Build your own future. Don't let the structure, don't let the mahalach of everyone else limit you and the direction that you're going. So Rabbi Yisai, I encourage all of you to get back into the hallways, to get back into the corridors, to get as close as you can, and have all the she'ifis and the ritzonos. And Amir Tzah Hashem, this Purim, Rabbi said, this Adar, should be a Zman, like Chazal say, of Smichas Geula. We should go from one Simcha, from one Yeshua, from one salvation to the next. And there should be Refuos amongst all of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should be saved from all of the dangers that they're facing all around the globe, Rabbi said. We need Yeshuas, Rabbi said, this Adar. Today, Befrat, is such a day, a schus to daven, Rabbi Yisai, in a time of haste and sorrow, where we need this message, Rabbi Yisai. We mamish hear Mordechai talking to us in this pivotal moment, Rabbi Yisai. In this moment where the Yeshua wasn't clear, where Esther was arguing and standing up to Mordechai and saying, there is no tzivoy! What do you want from my life? What did Mordechai say? So what? So what? There's no official Tehillim. There's no official Seder right now. There's nothing going on at Motzei Shabbos, Sunday afternoon, Friday morning. So what? So you're going to leave the Chatzer? That's what we built. That's what we've become. That's what we're defined. What's on the schedule, Rabbi Isai?
Mirtz Hashem, should all be Zeiche, to refuse in Yeshua's Bekarav.